This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. The U.S. was energy independent before the current administration changed policy. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in Pennsylvania over the weekend.
While Trump used his speech to attack President Biden and special counsel Jack Smith, he also went after his closest GOP competitor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis is gone. He's just about over. I think if he ever made a comeback, it would be the greatest comeback in political history.
Should Trump return to the White House,
on day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The Ukrainian minister who oversees the country's army of drones says there will be more drone strikes to come after drones hit buildings in Moscow yesterday morning. Russia's defense minister says drones hit two commercial buildings and claimed a third drone was destroyed before reaching Moscow. USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A class action lawsuit could have money waiting for you if you were or are a Facebook user.
And Facebook users have less than 1 month left to apply for their share of a $725 million settlement over privacy violations, the largest class action of its kind centered around the Cambridge Analytical scandal. Anyone who had an active Facebook account from May 2007 to December of 2022 should visit FacebookUserPrivacySettlement.com to sign up to receive a payment. The Cambridge Analytica scandal cost Meta, Facebook's parent company, a lot of money. Mark Mayfield.
The so-called Doomsday Cult Mother is scheduled to be sentenced today in Idaho. Earlier this year, Lori Vallow Daybell was found guilty of murdering her two youngest children and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife. Americans are being told not to travel to Haiti after a kidnapping.
Two Americans have reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti, the Biden administration working to free a nurse and her child who were snatched in the country. A humanitarian aid association says the two were taken from its campus near Port-au-Prince. Now, the woman is reportedly from New Hampshire. She was in Haiti, apparently to help her husband, who is there taking care of students at a school. The kidnapping happening on Thursday, the same day some government employees Haitis were told to leave the country due to kidnapping threats and civil unrest. I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
Well, we keep fighting for that. When you have a majority of Americans that agree that we're on the wrong track, okay, I think that's the right observation, in my humble opinion. But we need the next step. Okay, what does the right track look like, right? And I think absolutely foundational to this is that we go back to what God put before us. He gave us a choice. It's all about choices. We can choose life or choose death. That is what's before us. And the Bible's real quick to respond after that proposition is laid before us. Choose life. Life is what you want to choose. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Terry Beatley joins us. She's the pro-life speaker and author and president of Hosea Initiative. Terry, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, lots to talk about, but something, of course, news was just released that a Polk County judge temporarily blocks the Iowa's abortion law as a court challenge continues. We know what happened there is the governor had signed a bill, the fetal heartbeat law on Friday at the Family Leadership Summit. It was a gathering of conservative Christians where half a dozen Republican presidential candidates also took stage. It took effect immediately, banning nearly all abortions after doctors detect cardiac activity in the embryo, and that can occur about 6 weeks into pregnancy before many know that they are pregnant. And of course, for the abortionists, this just cracked heads. It just went nuts, and they were able to get a bit of a stay here. What can you tell us? What do you know about this?
I like to take it back all the way back to Dr. Bernard Nathanson. If the father of America's industry of abortion, who unleashed abortion onto this nation, could become 100% unequivocally pro-life, then what the heck is wrong with this judge? What does he know more than Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who Nathanson knew more about abortion than perhaps anyone?
Yeah. What does he know than more of the citizens of Iowa? Because
exactly.
this right? I mean, and that's kind of like California. California, they passed a law defining marriage between one man and one woman, and all it took was one activist judge in San Francisco, who happened to be a homosexual, to negate 8 million votes. So this is what's happening in the courts today, and again, this is going on. So this wedge issue will continue to be there, but again, the question before us is, you got life or death? It's your choice. What do you want to choose, right?
And if your listeners, and I'm sure most of your listeners are right and probably on the same page as we are, but to all those who are not, all we have to do is look around. America is on the precipice of demise. You know what? I think in preparation of this call this morning, somebody sent me a poem. Could I just read the first couple stanzas, Bill?
Sure. Yes, go ahead, please.
It says, prayer for the unborn. It says, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. This is the prayer we fervently pray, now on bended knee. We are killing the innocent in their sleep, and with them our liberty. For as we have done to the least of these, we did it unto thee. When this our nation first we formed, for thy protective providence we prayed. Our prayers were answered, and this blessed land was dedicated to your higher plan of sanctity of life and the inherent rights of man. Yet from your laws we did depart and shut the preborn from our heart. So while on and on we pray that you will protect us from our foes and save us from that fateful day. And what's that fateful day? When God releases his providential hand, the protection over our nation. You know, because we've been flipping the middle bird and killing his babies for years and years, expecting God's going to keep blessing this land. So the repentance has to happen. And yes. In my humble opinion, this is why the Lord continues to elevate the legacy of Dr. Bernard Nathanson, because he shows people what it looks like to humble yourself and to say, oh, my gosh, I got this wrong.
I messed up.
The doctor Nathanson killed. He was personally responsible for 75,000 babies, the abortion of 75,000.
Right.
And but yet that man who provided misinformation to the Supreme Court, you know, with his partner at NARAL, you know, he admitted he lied to the American public. He lied to the medical community. He lied to everybody to get what NARAL wanted, which was to get abortion legalized in all 50 states. And then the science led this atheist doctor to the truth. When he saw for the very first time real-time ultrasound, the father of America's industry of abortion began his pro-life conversion. And 2 years later, he was resigning from NARAL.
Exactly.
So when they finally did when real time ultrasound, when he had a friend of his, an abortionist, do an ultrasound of an abortion on a 12-week-old baby, the abortionist quit doing abortions. The nurse quit the abortion facility that day, and Dr. Nathanson began contemplating suicide because of what the ultrasound revealed when they looked at the video.
At 12 weeks of development. Okay, we're not talking 26, 30. We're talking 12 weeks, which right now, it's amazing, Terry, and to all this.
Yeah.
You see, we have conditioned ourselves. We've moved away from God that we're kind of just saying, well, maybe God, you can accept a curve here. Can you accept, like we're negotiating with God against life and death. Okay, can we have 15 weeks? And the general consensus, which is amazing in the country, when you ask people, they think 15 weeks is kind of like, oh, that's a good compromise between life and death. That's the line, right? The demarcation. And you're saying here for 12 weeks, Nathanson is hit in the face and the reality of what an abortion is, that it is a real human being. It is not a fetus. It's not just a clump of tissue that's meaningless. This is a person that has just been murdered, and it crushes him. At 12
Absolutely.
Weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not like an overnight thing. It took so when he first saw real-time ultrasound, it was about 6 months after he celebrated Roe v. Wade. Yeah, because your listeners need to understand, he was the face, the medical face of the abortion movement.
So he's the Dr. Fauci. He's the Dr. Fauci of he's the Dr. Fauci of abortion, basically.
Yes, exactly. That's a great analogy. It would be like Dr. Fauci. All right, everybody, listen. It would be like Dr. Fauci today coming clean, saying, "I was wrong. I put out that back, knowing it was going to kill people, millions of people, and I lied to all of you. I told you." That's the importance of Dr. Nathanson's legacy. So when he told me, teach the nation how he deceived our country with an 8-point propaganda campaign, and then he said, tell the nation he said, to love one another, abortion is not love. stop the killing. The world.
That's how diabolical this was, Terry Beatley. It was systematic. They had created an infrastructure and a system in which to enact this. And it was successful to the point that for 50 years it existed in our country. We've got more from Terry after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in India are facing unprecedented levels of religious persecution. In only a three-day period, mob violence claimed 75 lives and displaced 35,000 people in Manipur, a state in northeast India. The Tide Ministry has been working in India since 1978 and has grown from a single Hindi language broadcast to include radio programs in 12 regional languages. As it becomes increasingly more difficult for Christians in India to live out and share their faith, we pray for their perseverance in these trying times. In the face of such persecution, the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to declare the good news and be a light in the darkness of today's world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who face oppression when they embrace the gospel and choose to follow Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're with Terry Beatley, the pro-life speaker, author, and president of Hosea Initiative. You know, Terry, Bernard Nathanson has been, you know, such a part of your life. When he gave you the mission, he knew he was dying, and on his deathbed, basically said, tell the people the truth. And you are, in a sense, you've become a bit of a form of redemption, if I can say this. And I don't mean that you replace Jesus Christ, by no means. But I'm just saying is that in terms of him trying to right or wrong, I would think that anybody with a conscience, anybody who has reconciled themselves to the truth of God would, in knowing that they're not going to be there to take what they know, to take the message out there, and he entrusted that message with you in hopes that somehow there could be, you know, some reconciliation and some redemption. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, because he knew that even just the science, you know, say it for a non-believer, just the science. I mean, he was an atheist when he became pro-life. It was years later when he became a Christ follower. So, he made the point when I interviewed him, he said, Terry, it was not religion that converted me to the pro-life side. And at first I thought it was like, is he being arrogant? But he wasn't. Yeah, right. He understood the times. And what have we been told for the last 3 years? Follow the science. The science led the father of America's industry of abortion to a 100% pro-life position. And check this quote out. He said that with the advent of real-time ultrasound, he said we could now see abortion from the victim's viewpoint. When that ultrasound video lens was in the uterus with that video he made called The Silent Scream, it recorded the baby's heartbeat going through the roof in fear. It recorded the baby squirming away from the suction tube, and it recorded the arms and legs being torn off of this little 12-week-old baby, and America's not hearing the cries. In fact, Dr. Nathanson said, a direct quote was, that's the silent scream of a child threatened imminently with extinction, and that's on a 12-week-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so... America, if we want to save our nation, this is what needs, this is what I believe the Lord has been showing me for years, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. The repentance hasn't happened.
Exactly.
Well, what are we supposed to be repenting for, Lord? It's our apathy about abortion, because I would bet dollars to donuts, the vast majority of even your listeners have never repented for their apathy about this issue. Maybe they've never had an abortion.
Maybe their participation in it, Terry. We know a third of the people in the pews on Sunday in the churches across America have participated in abortion. This is why a lot of senior pastors don't want to talk about this. There's no doubt.
The pastors need to awaken. It was when I wrote in my, I hope everybody will go and get the book, go to the website abortionking.com. Get the book. This is the book I wrote after interviewing Dr. Nathanson and showing that life leads, because we got the worst, the most pro-abortion, anti-parental rights state senator defeated in Virginia. And this was all happening way before Jose Initiative. So the book is about how life leads. And the reason I bring this up is all of this has to lead towards three things to repent for. You know, maybe you only have one. But for apathy, like you've never really thought much about abortion. Well, that's just being apathetic.
Maybe you were like, in terms of apathy, maybe you were like the churches in Germany when the cattle cars of Jews were passing by and they were screaming and the pastor said, just sing louder, right?
Sing louder. And that's what we've all been doing. We're singing so loud we don't even hear the silent screams. Number two, ignorance, pretending in this day and time, in 2023, that it's a blob of tissue. It's like, come on, people. And number three, participation. Now, that means maybe you had an abortion. Maybe you pushed a girlfriend or a wife to go have an abortion. But there's something else. You voted for a pro-abortion candidate, knowing full well that you had an option to go vote for someone you truly believed he was serious about being pro-life. So one, two, or three of those things is on the back of every single person in America who calls themselves a child of God. The atheists right now, well, they don't even know God, so they can't really say right now, be repenting. But any Jew and any Christian out there, we've got to be repenting if you're guilty of that. Apathy, willful ignorance, and or participation. If we, 2 Chronicles 7:14, And my goal is, and God's lining things up, there will be a day of national repentance. Dr. Bernard Nathanson's legacy will lead the way, because anybody who is arrogantly prideful about their pro-abortion position, when they find out about Bernard Nathanson, the father of the industry, who, by the way, trained Planned Parenthood doctors, they weren't even doing abortions, Bill. He trained them for 2 years. So if he can become pro-life, if he can become a child of God, can you imagine what could happen to our nation if we just repent?
No question. And the thing is, I want people to understand, God is the one to forgive, as Terry is saying. This is why 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so critical. We must humble ourselves. We must, and that's what Bernard Nathanson did. He got to that point of humility that he could hear the truth and understand the legitimate from the illegitimate, the correct science, the science of truth that God has created, not what man has created, not what the Dr. Fauci's of the world, what they have done to distort and give us the false aspect of science, but what real science, what the truth from God is all about. And God is the one that will forgive. I can imagine, Terry, for some people, this is quite crushing, and I've seen this happen in churches, when the reality of women and even men coming to that crossroads and going, oh my God, I killed my child.
But
this is devastating.
Bill, this is why Bernard Nathanson's legacy is so important for the women and the men out there who abortion has directly impacted them. Nobody can out-abort Dr. Bernard Nathanson. So if God could forgive the man who was responsible for, now, you know, you could say 65 million abortions, the Lord forgave him. And this is a quote. When Dr. Nathanson was baptized, may this just bathe all your listeners in just comfort. This is his quote. I am not alone. It has been my fate to wander the globe in search of the one without whom I am doomed. But now I seize the hem of his robe in desperation and terror, and in celestial access to the purest need I've ever known, the need of that relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he knew God had forgiven him, but he did spend the rest of his life spreading the gospel of life, exposing the lies. And I just happened to be the one that God chose to go to New York City. I didn't even know I was going to go there and make that man a promise. I just knew I was supposed to go there to interview him. So get the book at abortionking.com. The whole thing is about education. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Yes, the
exactly.
book is called What If We've Been Wrong at abortionking.com.
Well, Terry, we in our country, we've had glimpses. We've had, you know, from Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan speaking of this issue. And all we need to do is pause for a moment and look back on first principles and the rich history of this country, and what it will take, what every little bit, whether it's Bernard Nathanson, you and I, this conversation right now, the truth of this conversation. Terry, do you realize how many stations across the country would not allow me to have this conversation with you right now? Do you know how many? Thousands. Well, thousands would not. See, so we've got about 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it and wrap things up and remind everybody what they can do.
Let's summarize the words of Ronald Reagan from his 1988 National Sanctity of Human Life Day proclamation. I, the President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the U.S., do hereby proclaim and declare the unalienable personhood of every American from the moment of conception until natural death. And I do proclaim, ordain, and declare that I will take care of the Constitution and the laws of the U.S. are faithfully executed. And he made January 17th the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Everybody needs to be in Washington, D.C. every year at the Lincoln Memorial from this day out until personhood is proclaimed and abortion is gone from this land.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the dynamic duo, to be talking about this new film, Sound of Freedom, that stars Jim, and it's the story of Tim Ballard. It breaks out nationwide on July the 4th. Jim and Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, it's been a while since you and I have talked, and it's good to be talking to you again. How did the story of Tim Ballard come to your attention?
Well, it first started with me adopting three children in China, and I became very well aware of the dangers that children go through globally, even in, through adoptions and all that. Eduardo Verostigi, I'd heard of Tim. There was some stuff on him that I saw, but Eduardo, the producer, brought this great project to me with the brilliant director Alejandro Monteverdi, and it was really a no-brainer to do this because the script was so good. I looked at it and said, wow, this is like Taken, but with a much bigger heart.
Yeah. Well, Tim Ballard, this is your story. You're a federal agent. You quit your job and devote your life to rescuing children around the world from human trafficking. Tell us about that, Tim.
Well, I spent 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator for Department of Homeland Security, and I hit a case in 2012 that I couldn't work it with the government. It was interpreted to be outside of the jurisdiction of the U.S., and I knew we could rescue over 100 kids. And so it was a tough place to be. You know, stay and rescue the kids meant I had to quit my job or keep my job and let the kids go unrescued. And really, I credit my wife, who basically said, you're going to quit your job. We're going to do this. And that kind of kicks off a roller coaster ride that you can watch when you see the Sound of Freedom.
And Tim, you're a man of faith, as Jim is.
Yeah.
And This was important. This is pivotal, you know, in terms of your commitment and dedication to saving kids. I mean, you know, this is a process, you know, that you went through to understand how horrific and how mistreated these children were being treated. And it's around the world. It was not just in Honduras or the areas that you served, right?
Absolutely. This is the problem that's everywhere. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. The United States is the number one consumer of child exploitation material. We're number three for destination countries for human trafficking. So it's everywhere. But I'd say that, you know, a big part of the source of the problem is the United States. And so I hope this film that released it domestically on July 4th wakes up America to the fact that on our Independence Day, we should be giving children their freedom.
Amen. Jim Caviezel, The story, as you said, with the adoption of three children, this has become personal for you, and especially enlarged as we read more and more about human trafficking. We see our open borders in the South, and human traffickers en masse are coming into the United States. I mean, America's children could be even much more threatened as a result, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, think of this. The Rose Bowl Stadium holds 100,000 people, just over that, 105. Over 300,000 children last year were lured into the commercial sex trade in the United States. So why this is something that has not been, give me an example. I'll finish this thought right here by an example. I was watching Miss Rodas, who was giving her testimony to the Congress on April 26th. And she swore to the fact that, and submitted evidence, that 85,000 children crossed into our border and disappeared. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing in the news the next day. Not worthy enough to make the news. That makes no sense to me. I believe that a lot of the three-letter agencies are full well aware. How can they not know this?
Exactly.
It's like I can't think of an example right now that just makes me. It's like winning 1,000 hands in a row at blackjack. It's impossible. How can you not? It's impossible. So, my greatest concern of this is the parents. And when I talk to them and they're like, oh, I don't know about this, I say, come on, man. Do you not know that you as a parent, a mother, a father, your job is to protect your own child? This film is the ability to weaponize you so that you can fully understand how routinely it occurs and to understand what to look for when those things come that are out there. That, imagine being on the 4th of July and all of a sudden you see, wow, that guy over there is something out of the, and there's an anomaly about this guy. Something
exactly.
That's just off. And that's how you get weaponized. And
right.
Can we love God's children more than we fear evil? And as a great statesman once said, that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Yes, exactly. Tim, this movie, Sound of Freedom, as I said, this is your story and the impact that it will have on people who come. This is going to open up, in 3,500 theaters across the country as a wide release on July the 4th, which is, as you stated, you know, brilliantly, that it is representative of our freedom. And we need to open the doors of freedom. And as Jim was just saying, is that we need to increase our curiosity as to what's going on. Because we may think, oh, that only happens overseas, but this is happening in a zip code near you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I have a documentary to follow called It's Happening Right Here that's going to follow Sound of Freedom. We get into it. We get into every way that the access points in this country where children are being devoured by predators. And so I hope this film wakes everybody up and we can start saving more kids.
Well, Jim, this is a powerful story of heroism. And certainly it's going to resonate with Americans. And I don't know how you come out of this movie and not be so motivated to do something about this. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up for us. Go ahead.
Inspiration. That's the biggest word out of this. This isn't a film where you look, this is not a documentary. There's a lot of Hitchcock things we do in this, so you're not going to be, it's not going to be in your face, but it's going to come to your heart. It's going to ask a deep question, and it's incredibly inspiring because at the risk of your own life, would you save your own child? And I think most people would. This film is going to inspire you that, first of all, in our world, our country, that we need to start at waking up our statesmen in Washington. It has got to come from the people. It cannot come from our government. Our people were given a gift by God to have a republic.
Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, true story. And, you know, and that's a great, great goal. 2 million tickets, right? Are you in? Can you participate? Look, go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. You'll see the trailer of the movie right there at BillMartinezShow.com for The Sound of Freedom. It is powerful. It is a today movie that you need to be aware of and connect with. And while you're there, you'll see just above it our campaign in our invitation to join our listener-supported campaign for truth and liberty. You know, we need you. I mean, the reason that this show is here, and we're 15 years and counting, we've expanded now to a TV outlet. We do a daily TV show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, and it allows us to spend near hour with our guests and go deep into the topics as we help you own your own knowledge. And and hopefully what it does, even in our show here, our daily show from 9 to noon Eastern, that it motivates you to go deeper and study it for yourself. Own your own knowledge. Don't just take Bill Martinez's word or Jim Caviezel or Tim Ballard's word for it. Let it be your own. So you can participate in this listener-supported campaign of Truth and Liberty. We invite you to do that by giving us a tax-deductible donation. The show is a nonprofit entity under Hill of Hope. It's a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. So when you click on the donate button, you will see Hill of Hope. Process your donation there, and it becomes a tax deduction for you. And I thank you in advance for helping us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever.
People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now is the assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family. Gary Schneeberger is with us. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I am doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, a lot of exciting things going on with Focus, and I know you're a bit of the spear here in the vanguard to affect some great positive change there at Focus. And congratulations on your position and our partnership to do what we can to make sure the message of the gospel is alive and well and getting out there to our audiences.
Yeah, I mean, we are extremely grateful for you and the long partnership that we've had at Focus on the Family with you. So it's great to align what we're doing with what you're doing, and that just multiplies the impact that we have, like you said. So we're excited. It's a good day to be of the ideology of the spiritual perspective that we have. There are lots of wins that we've amassed and that we will continue to do so.
And I appreciate you saying that, because this is important, because people are not hearing about the wins that the Christian community has been having. We hear a lot of negative. I mean, no doubt the culture is at war with God. They hate God. And this truly, I mean, we've been saying, the general culture has been talking about good and evil, and they've kind of squashed it for a little bit. But it is really pronouncing itself all the more. But the cool thing about this is that in the conversation and their promotion of evil, you know, which they think is a good thing, good is standing out all the more, which is in the book of Romans what Paul called out. He says, hey, you know, because of God's grace and mercy, it the contrast demonstrates just how evil is, right?
Right. It can especially shine a light on the fact that evil is not anything fun to play with. I mean, there are great opportunities for us Christians in engaging the public sphere, the marketplace of ideas, to really have an impact. And Focus just experienced that, Bill, over the last month with this ad that we did that we simply called It's a Baby, which really kind of knock people backwards a little bit for its creativity. We were very proud of how that turned out, and it's still turning out.
Well, as you say, this has been gaining traction, and the impact
that it's having. You know, tell us about the storyline of It's a Baby and why it's so appealing.
Yeah, I mean, so June 24th was the one-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, which the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And we wanted to, recognizing that the entire culture was going to be talking about life issues, we wanted to give them a perspective to talk about life issues that maybe they hadn't thought about before. So the It's a Baby ad, 30-second or 60-second spot, was pretty simple. It showed people, husbands and wives and friends, who are talking about the impending arrival of a child. We have a woman getting an ultrasound. We have two guys jogging, and one asks the one who's about to be a dad if he's thought of a name. But in each case where you normally say baby, so do you have a name yet? And the other runner who's going to be a dad would obviously say for the baby. But what we did in the ad is in each case they said fetus. So when the woman sees her child on the ultrasound, she says, "Hi, fetus." And that man jogging says, "A name for the fetus?" And it was just such a shocking, dissonant moment for people. I watched people watch that ad, Bill, over 60 seconds. In the first 40 seconds, Christians would watch that ad and laugh because it's so absurd to call a baby in the womb a fetus. Exactly. Right, a woman with a fetus on board T-shirt, right?
Yeah, right.
But the payoff at the end, what really drove that point home is at the end, it's a mother and father, their younger daughter is there, and the mom says, "You want to, feel a kick." She says, "You want to feel the fetus kick." And the little girl, couldn't be more than 3-4 years old, 5 years old, says, "It's a baby." And the power of that, watching Christians watch that, 40 seconds of laughing in a 60-second ad, the last 10, 15 seconds, they're like, "Oh, my gosh." And that's what we wanted to set off across the country is people, especially people who weren't, who aren't sure how to feel about the life issue. We want them to see that words matter, and we want them to see the absurdity of the fact that we all call a child in the womb a baby, not a fetus, and that fetus is used to dumb down the idea that life exactly. in the womb is indeed life in the womb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it makes it expendable. We've neutered the name and the word to such a
right.
degree that it has less significance, right? It's
right.
no longer imago Deo. It's no longer made in the image of God. It is dispensable. It is what the early opponents, and not opponents, but proponents of of abortion, the big lie that they put out there that it was just a lump of tissue. It's just a fetus. It's a fetus.
Right.
It's not a baby. But this is wow. How powerful is that, Gary? I've got to put this on our website. I hope that's okay because
I'd
like our with your permission because this is critical. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and one of the things that we found in sort of researching what reactions might be is I went to the Mayo Clinic's website because the Mayo Clinic has an article that takes prospective parents through the weekly development of their child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
in just the first trimester, Bill, in just the first trimester, that article refers to a baby. The word baby is used 37 times from the moment of conception. Now, that's the Mayo Clinic held up as the apex in our country of medical science, which we're always told is in conflict with things of a spiritual nature. So here you've got the gold standard for medical care in the U.S. calling life in the womb a baby from conception 37 times in an article. That, to us, is as compelling in many ways as our ad is.
Yeah. It's so amazing, Gary, where this culture has gone. We've abandoned, thousands of years of empirical evidence at every level. You know, how you define a man and a woman, whether it's a baby, a fetus, or just a clump of meaningless cells. I mean, it is madness. We've lost our minds, and it seems to have been more exacerbated, in coming to a head in the recent decades as the manifestation and the willful defiance against God is being demonstrated, and as what we saw clearly in the past 30 days of Pride Month, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that we tried to do with this ad is to use logic, right? Use things that people, an honest person sees an ad like that and goes, it's not a, we don't say fetus in that context.
Exactly.
And we had more than 250 million views of that ad through digital, through what we did in TV. And what was really funny about it, Bill, is some of the comments on the ad from Christians. They were mad at us. They would say, no, it's not a fetus. What are you saying? What are you thinking? Because they didn't watch the end.
They
right? They got so upset, like two-thirds of the way through.
Off.
That yeah. Right. So we went online to each of those comments and said, please watch till the end because you'll then get it. And we
exactly.
Said, it drives them at the end of the ad to a website we have. It's ababy.com. And the idea there, I mean, one of the things that we have on that website is a way to engage with people who may not believe that it's a baby at
right.
that stage. Way to engage them in truly persuasive conversation, not heated rhetoric or argument, but in conversation, because the goal of these discussions should be to change hearts and minds, not to, you know, change someone's opinion just for changing someone's opinion. We want to change hearts and minds. And the best way to do that is not by throwing a little rhetoric at them like they tend to do with us, but it's to offer facts. And that's what we did in this ad, and it's had great impact.
Exactly. Gary, I've never heard of anybody being beaten into heaven. Have you?
No, I've never. if someone were to tell me that today, it'd be the first time.
Yeah, exactly. See, and I think, again, I'm one to look over the horizon and say, okay, where's God's hand? What is God doing right now? I mean, think
right.
about what's happening. For people of faith, they need to be greatly encouraged. I mean, we got the Sound of Freedom movie. We've got revivals, the Jesus Revolution. I mean, these things that are coming out this year, which I think is quite interesting, because in the Jewish calendar, this is the Shemitah year. This is the Jubilee year where things are new and made new again. And I think God's hand of renewal is taking place. And there's a timing here, an appointed time where people of faith need to come alongside God's will to be done for this appointed season. And as the Bible says, Gary, and I'm excited about this, because it says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And I think we're right there at the door of righteousness coming back in the scene in such a way that we will have rejoicing in the streets. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and I've got another example that I hope encourages your listeners. So,
okay, we got about 50 seconds left, so I'm going to let you
right.
have that and wrap it up. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go fast. The TV show The Chosen, which has been available only on an app that they created, has been picked up by the CW TV network, and they have a bunch of advertisers who've signed on. One of the advertisers, Bill, who signed on for that show was Disney Plus. Think about what Disney has stood for publicly. They are now advertising on a show about the life of Jesus. That, my friend, is a miracle.
There you go. Gary Sheensberger has been with us. He's the assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family. Gary, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.